Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Nun Gimel, as we are in Perek Klal Gadol, rules and regulations of what has Kedusha Shviyas, what doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. The Mishnah had said on daf Nun Aleph, what are the rules? Anything that is Ma'achal Adam, Ma'achal Behema, or even Mimin Hatsovim, even something that's used for dye, that also is considered a human consumption need, and that would have Kedusha Shviyas, the types of herbs that are used for dye. So obviously food, and even food for animals, those are all used. But if it's not a dye and it's not edible at all, so then that doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas. As we'll learn, wood, according to the way that the Gemara said it in Sukkah Daf Mem, does not have Kedusha Shviyas. Maybe we'll touch again on flowers today, where the sugya comes up. So the Gemara says on Nun Beis Ma Beis, that's where we are. We just said, what's the makar? The Gemara quoted, what is the makar that even tzavayin, even things for dye, have Kedusha Shviyas? So we said, lachem, which the Gemara darshins, kol shu tzarech lachem. Anything that is tzarech for lachem, which the Bavli's lashon is shaveh lechol nefesh, that's used by melechas ochol nefesh on yantif, something that is used for the common folk, and everybody would use it. It's not for a specific population. That is the type of melacha that's mutter on yantif. That's the type of malacha, which is allowed on Shviyas, because that has still has Kedusha Shviyas, and that we said, eating, drinking, smearing, sicha and svia, but not malugma, a type of medical plaster, which you use some type of herb to make, because that's only used for cholin. That's not called a usage that everybody uses. Or a linton is also excluded, because that's, again, a mixture that's only used for people who lost their sense of taste, and that is not called shevel chol nefesh. Right, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every little thing that we have. The sense of taste, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created everything in life without taste, right? Everything could have tasted bland and, like, I don't know, aspirin, without any taste. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have survived that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made the world that way, even if we would have taste buds, or even if everything has taste buds, everything has taste, but our taste buds are a gift. Remember, my mother-in-law, a number of years ago, a couple of decades ago, was ill, and for a couple of months, she couldn't taste anything. Everything tasted disgusting to her. And it took months and months for it to come back, but it's a gift to have taste, and that's why these tafilin, right, who don't have taste, we have to recognize everything that we do have, and to give hodah. I remember there was a story about one Rosh Hashiva that every Elul used to go to the hospital and look at every one of the areas and machlakot and different departments in the hospital, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mizmer Lasota, for every one of the departments. The cardiac department and the psychiatry department. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, I'm not in that department. Thank you, I'm not in that department. Every little thing. So here, with the musa we get from the tafilin, right, those that that can't taste, we recognize, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the ability to taste. So Rabbi Yonah boy. Rabbi Yonah says, the Gra takes out the next word, Valama. Yatzas malugma. So we said that malugma, this type of medical plaster, you cannot use herbs to make that, or herbs that have Kedusha Shviyas, you can't use that to make the malugma. She'ena like Kedusha Shviyas, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, and then memela, it is not, you're not allowed to make it. See the formulation of the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Mine malugmios mashma she'en lam Kedusha Shviyas. This malugma, this medical plaster, would not again, it doesn't have to be edible. Remember, the dyes have Kedusha Shviyas, but this medical plaster would not have. Tekiva Shabbat Sidu Sheinos and Malugma Mipeir Shviyas, from the fact that the halacha is that you cannot make it out of the Peir Shviyas, Al Karcha Kedusha Shviyas, Nami Einachala Al Mine Malugmios. It must be that there's no Kedusha Shviyas, and therefore you're ruining it by making it into Malugma. The Gemara says, but one second, Vatani, but didn't we learn in a Brisa, Don Vitzad Vizera, different types of herbs, istis, and the Gemara changes the Gersa, hanizra'in b'shvias, that are planted, unseeded during shvias, kedusha shvias chala aleihem. Kedusha shvias is chal on these items, even though these items, these herbs, are used for what? Used for what? Says the Gra, pirish shekovshin osan b'shemen lareach. You soak them in certain types of oils in order to create a perfume. Vein osan osan ela ashirim, but only the rich. Only the rich use these types of perfumes. So it's not shava l'chol nefesh, and the Brisa says that you could do it as Kedusha Shviyas. So does something that is only used for a small population have Kedusha Shviyas, and it's allowed to be made, or not? We said by the malugma or by the tefillin. Let's go focus on the malugma. That's what Gemara focuses on. The malugma is only used for cholim. It's not davar hashava l'chol nefesh, and it's not allowed to be made. And this, the tzad and the zer and the istis, which are used for also a specific population, and it's allowed to be made, and it has kedusha. So the answer is the Gemara. Well, my kadun. Right, what's the issue? Lachem hashava l'kulchem. It is shava l'kulchem. What does that mean? There's a Bavli like this as well. By the malugma, so cholim, that's called a separate population. But this perfume, everybody would use if they had enough money. It was just very expensive. But it's not only ra'ui for ashirim, it's ra'ui for aniyim too. Right, it just has to, find the money for it. And therefore, that's not a separate type of item that is only... it is shavah l'chol nefesh. It's just that not every nefesh has enough money to pay for it. And therefore, it would be allowed. But you also don't say that perfume is only shavah for half the population. Right? What about men and not women? What about women and not men? Is this type of perfume? Right? So is a man allowed to wear something that gives him a good smell? Right? So is that... The Shulchan Aruch talks about, interesting, this is the halacha doesn't change, but again, the application and the flexibility changes in terms of a type of cologne. So, okay, there are colognes for men, obviously. The issue is beged ish, beged isha, right? So, perfume, right, is shavalach, sweet smelling spices to make a human being smell good, right? That, where do we have it in the Torah? Where they made paro smell good, right? After they're embalmed and balsam. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Yoredeh Kuf Pei Beis that there is a halacha, there is a mitzvah, lo sases, regarding beged ish and beged isha. That's based on Psukim and Parshas Kisetze, where the Torah tells us lo yilbash, as it's called. The pasuk says lo yiakli gever al isha, velo yilbash gever simlas isha. So specifically in the Torah, it's focusing on clothing. Two separate isurim. Right. Very few. Answer to a trivia question: which mitzvahs only apply to women? Which mitzvahs only apply to women? So Nida is on both. It happens to be she's a woman's a Nida, but the Isser Kares of a Nida is on the man and the woman. Karbonos of a Yoledes. Maybe that's up there. The question is it on the Yoledes, or does the husband have to bring it if the Yoledes doesn't? But this is for sure. This one's for sure. Beged Ish. Beged Ish, the Isser is only on women. Right? The Chinuch says, V'noheg Isser Zeh b'chol makom b'chol zman b'nekevos. How many times does he say that? Right? The end of every mitzvah, the Chinuch clarifies who is it by. And who does it apply to? So this one only applies to women. Don't wear their clothing and don't carry their weaponry. Where does he get that from? What's a kli gever? That's the unkelis and others. That's a weapon. V'targam unkelis, lo yeh tikun zin degvar al itza. V'chulu, lufi, shem kelim yuchadim lagamrei la'anashim. Shein derach isha ba'olam latzeis b'kli zayin. Because women don't generally go out with weapons. But it doesn't only mean these weapons. Doesn't only mean specific, limited to what Unkle says. Anything that is normal for a man to wear, a woman is not allowed to wear, and vice versa. Kagon shetasim brosha mitznefes oshar kelim hamiyuchadim leish, to wear any type of item that is miyuchad for a man. There's a tarim yonos ben uziel. What about tefillin and tzitzis? So that's a zman grama, but over time, it has become that only men wear it, and the Targum Yosef Ben Uziel says that would be an issue of beged ish. Bishar she'a mitzvah, the chinuch, once we're here, the chinuch says, what's the message behind this mitzvah of the isser of beged ish and beged isha? La harchik meyu mosenu hakedosha dvar erva, v'chol inyan v'chol tzad she'ei hakishalon ba'oso davar matzui bitocho. Basically, mixing of the genders in an inappropriate way. If somebody cross-dresses, so then that could lead to inappropriate behavior. V'yein safik. Number one. Number two, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do this, and there are other reasons given, but this is the Isser of Beged Isha and Beged Ish. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Kisim and Kufman Beis. But the question, though, then is, it's also behaviors, not just to wear something, it's behaviors. So the question is, over time, behaviors could change. And therefore, even if something is Beged Ish, Beged Isha at a certain time of history, maybe it's not over time. So we're talking about perfumes here in the Gemara. So are perfumes specifically for women? No, there are sweet smelling types of liquids that are used, cologne, whatever it is used for men. So obviously it's not Beged Ish. But the Shulchan Aruch talks about certain types of behaviors which we look at, like, really? The Shulchan Aruch says, Rama says, a man is not allowed to look in a mirror. Man's not looking in a mirror because that's Beged Isha. So I think most of the mirrors that we have in our homes are unisex, and they can be looked at both by men and by women. So how could you, what do you mean? That's the Shulchan Aruch, right? Kuf, Pebez, Sivav. This goes on the list of items in the Shulchan Aruch that we don't do. Once gave a shiur. Items in the Shulchan Aruch that we don't do, and things that not in the Shulchan Aruch that we do. Right, both of those are important collections. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Asur lish l'staka b'mara. It's also to look in a mirror, but the Achronim say, in a situation where men also look in mirrors, so it's not a question of Beged Isha. The Shulchan Aruch does say, what about shaving certain parts of the body? Shaving hair in certain parts of the body. So the Shulchan Aruch also says that's Beged Isha. What if one lives in a time period where men also shave parts of the body? You know, in certain areas. So is that going to be, maybe that's no longer. Again, the Torah didn't change. The halacha has changed. Just the application that might not be defined as Beged Ish, Beged Isha. What about a woman wearing pants? Right? Besides the tznius element, which is for sure the form of the leg, but the poskim say it's hard to say that pants are Beged Ish, in that they make pants just for women. Right? So you call that Beged Ish? It's not Beged Ish. This is women's pants. Right, so lechora, it's not an issue of Beged Ish. I have the other issues of tznius and the related issues. But again, this is relating to a little bit about perfume that we have here. What about a man wearing jewelry? Man wearing jewelry. So again, depends on the time. We have in the days of the Tanakh, there were men that wore rings. You know, Paro had a ring, Achashverosh had a ring. What about Bizman Hazeh? So again, because there are many men out there that wear wedding bands, right? So it's hard to say that that's Beged Isha, because men, many wear bands. There is also Rav Moshe Feinstein as a tshuva, and other poskim say that one Chas V'Shalom should not have a double ring ceremony at a wedding. It says that's Chukos Ha'akum. Right, to switch rings, because that's undermining the whole idea of what Ishus is and Kiddushin. So if somebody wants to put on a ring after the ceremony, after the chuppah, that's okay. But in terms of to have a ceremony about it, that would be a problem, according to the poskim, of not Beged Isha, but again, Chukos Ha'akum, of mimicking the wedding ceremony of the non-Jews. So again, there's a lot that comes up in this sugya, but again, here it came into the habit because it talks about perfumes here and sweet smelling. According to the Gra, all of these are used for shemen lahariach. We'll get more to perfumes and besamim a little bit later in the daf. Okay, so what was the answer to the Gemara? Shavala kolchem, that this type of perfume would be used by everybody. It's just that they don't have enough money. But it's not a question of not shove lechol nefesh. That's also a big sugya in Yontif. What's called Shdavar HaShava L'chol Nefesh, and that also changes over time, right? Taking a shower in an appropriate way, again, on Yontif, there are many, Shabbos, there's a Gzeiras HaBalanim, one is not allowed to wash their whole bodies on Shabbos. What about Yontif? So it's a little trickier, a little more flexibility, but again, how and what, but the issue starts with showering. If in a society where everybody showers, many people shower every day, then showering could be considered davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Right? 400 years ago, 300 years ago, the Pnei Yeshua speaks about smoking. Smoking, whether that's a davar hashava l'chol nefesh. So in those days, they thought it was healthy, right? And maybe it is a davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Bizman hazeh, the poskim, not generally, the most of the poskim say it is not a davar hashava l'chol nefesh, and just the opposite, because there are many poskim that say it's usur. It's also not only on Yontif, it's also during the week, right? Then how could that be a davar shel lechol nefesh? Well, it's for sure not shel lechol nefesh, and will not be allowed on Yontif. Okay, so we continue. Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Law, shama menada. Rabbi Yossi, the name of Rabbi Law, had a different makar to teach me that even inedible items that are used for dyeing would have kedusha shvius. So we had one makar of lachem. Now the Gemara quotes another makar. Menada tihiyah. Tihiyah, that's an extra word. That's the pasuk by Shemitah. If you look in Vayikra, v'levemcha v'lechaya asher baratzecha, tihiyah kol tfuas alechol. all the tua should be for you. So tia is an extra word which we darshin af la lakas haner for its bo seva, to use it for lighting a candle, and to dye. That also is included in what you're allowed to do with Shemitah products. Says the Gemara, finishing up the Raya, Velo Nimsa, what do you mean? You're allowed to use a Shemitah item for fuel or for dye? Velo Nimsa Ma'abed Es Ochlei Adam. Switch the Girsa. Right? So wouldn't that be destroying then? You're taking good food and you're destroying it, and that would not be allowed? So how is that, isn't that a problem? Tiptar, Bitsvun La Adam. It must be that what's being referred to in the Pasuk are inedible items, for food, and therefore we're just talking about items that use for dyes, and the Torah is telling you that that would be allowed in Shemitah. The Gemara says, not such a raya. Amar Rabbi Mana, doesn't have to be talking about totally inedible. Tiptar ba'ochle behema la'adam. Maybe it's talking about ochle behema. Only that would be a half kedusha shvias. Maybe it was totally inedible. I don't know if that's a good makar. Falesh mami naklum, and therefore you can't prove anything about something that's totally inedible for it to have kedusha shvias. Maybe this is talking about at least the middle level, and that is ochlei behema. Ochlei behema, food that's ready for a behema. Remember, that's often the shear that's given to determine food. Right? Is it roi la'achilas adam? Is it roi la'achilas kelev? Right? That's a shear that's given when it's something no longer food in terms of the isser. It can be pretty putrid, but if a dog would still eat it, then it still has the status of the item. Even if a dog wouldn't eat it. Right? We talk about that by chametz too. Would a dog eat this? There's some type of chametz. It's something totally inedible, soap or shampoo, which a dog wouldn't eat. So maybe it wouldn't even have the status of chametz regarding Bal Yerubba Yimatzeh there either. Okay, again, not exactly the same, but a parallel. Tzaban lebehemas. Now, a couple of items. Do these have kedusha shvius? And is it allowed? Tzaban lebehema. What if you want to use a dye for something for an animal need? Tzaban lebehema. I don't know, to dye clothing for an animal, some type of need for a behema. What is the halacha? Right, the Rav Chaim Kadievsky. Minei tzovin, shein tzovin bo elul et tzorach behema. Right, the behema. Sometimes we do things, the halacha decides whether you can do things for a behema. So maushi elen klusha shvias, does it have klusha shvias? So nishmeim and adah, let's learn it from the following. Iker havered. The iker that is used, a rose. A rose is very, has a deep color, so they use different parts of the rose for dyeing. So ikker havered, the ikker haaga, the ikker haug, ein rem kedusha shvius, no kedusha shvius from these items, because those don't have the status. Fine, they don't have the status of kedusha shvius. Mine kvisos, what about for plant species that are used for laundering? Again, they used to get some type of soaps. So ma'o shielam kedusha shvius. What about that? You're not allowed to use food stuff for laundering. That's the la'achlov lola l'kvisa. Right? The Gemara has that elsewhere. But what about items that are not food? Right? They're lower level, but they're a normal need. Maybe this is called shavalachol nefesh, and therefore would have kedusha shvius. So nishmeinim and adah. Learn it from the following. Hayaranin va'boris va'ol. Different types of soaps. Boris and oil come up elsewhere. Yesh lahen kedushas shvius. Right? They have kedusha shvius, in those, items. If you look in the Rambam quotes this in Perek Hey. The question that the Rambam is bothered by, the notes of Kelim are bothered by, is that we mentioned yesterday, 2 days ago, the rule that the Bavli quotes, that the hana'os, the pleasures that you're allowed to get for Shemitah, are where what's called hana'asan ubiyuran shaveh, where the pleasure that you get is at the same time that the item is being consumed. When I eat an apple, I am getting hana'a at the same time that it's being destroyed. It's going into my throat and going down my food pipe, as I'm enjoying it. So that's hana ubiuran shaveh. But remember the Gemara said, let's say wood. Why doesn't wood have kedusha shvias? Because the hana that you get from wood is after the wood is destroyed. After the wood is burned, so then it provides me with warmth and with light after it's destroyed. That's hana san la'achar biuran. So here, by laundry, isn't it also hana san la'achar biuran? Right? So why would you be able to get hana from laundry? That's the question that the Nosei Kelim asks on the Rambam. Says the Rambam, on this halacha, Perek Hei Halacha Yud. This perek is all about what you're allowed to use perishvias for, right? The perek started off, perishvias nitnu, la'achila, vilishasiya, vilisicha, eating, drinking, smearing, ulahadlakas haner. You could use oil for, because that's called a normal need. Ulitzvi, right? So what's a normal, is a normal need spilling over my havdalah cup and sticking my candle in it? That's not called a havdalah, that's not called a need. Right, that's a minog that we paskin. One shouldn't use Shemitah wine for that. Even though that's a minog, that's not a need. That's not called regular behavior. It's called regular behavior, but based on the Gemara about overflowing, but that's not in the list here. So Shemitah can be used for eating, drinking, smearing. Halakas there. Tzviya dying. Mipia Shmua lamdu. Tihiyah, that's our Gemara. Af halakas anerv l'spoa botsefa. The Rambam quotes our Yerushalmi. Are you Shami? And then the Rambam goes through each one. Lachila v'lishasiya ketzad. Very important parak. Lechol davar shadarko lechol. V'lishos davar shadarko lishtos. Kedin shumo maisha sheni. Eating and drinking, anything that's normally eaten, that's normally drunk. V'lo yishane. Peros mi bir yasan. Kederach shenu mishane b'shumo maisha. You can't use it in an unusual way. If it's not usually crushed or smashed, you can't do it. An avocado is usually mushed up. So therefore, that would be called a normal usage for Shemitah. That's not destroying Perish Shemitah. That's using it for what it's normally used for. Davar shadarko le'achol chai. We'll get to this a little bit later. Anything that's normally in raw, or yochal samavusha, you can't cook it. Because cooking is, if that's not the normal way of using or eating or consuming. And if it's normally cooked, you can't eat it raw. So some things are both. What about carrots? Carrots can be in raw, carrots can be in cooked, so whichever way. Whichever way. Lefichach, ein sholken ochle, behema v'chulu, and it continues. Ein mevashlin, fine. Peres ha-michadim l'machal adem, ein machilin ha-sol, behema chayiv l'ofos, if it's usually used for human consumption, you can't give it to the animal. So the Rambam has all of the rules. And then the Rambam has sicha, and the Rambam goes into halakas haner, we'll see at this time later, to do more. But then the Rambam says halacha yud. Minei kivasim. Certain types of herbs that are usually used for laundering purposes. Kegon, boris v'ohel, kedusha shvias chala aleihem. Right, we don't use laundering in this way, but the Rambam says, yeah, you could use Kedusha Shvias herbs for laundering purposes. But if you have fruit, Shemitah fruit that you could eat, or the animal can eat, you can't use that for laundering. So if it's normally used for kvisa, you can use it for kvisa. And if not, not. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Mari Kirkus, but what about the rule? What about the rule of the hana has to be had while you consume it? So it must be, they say, that only applies to fruit. Perishvias, you have to have that rule. But if this is a totally different category, like herbs, then that wouldn't apply. The Sovar Abenu says the Kesavishna, Rabbi Yosef Kairo. Diad kan lo efligu elo beperis, ukadetayik lishna de brisa. Velishna dekra, dilla achla, alva bamine kvusim, sheenam peros, af lorabanan, mechapsim bahem. There wouldn't be a problem. And the Mari Kirkus is lashon, he says it even more meferish. Shelo hitzrichu chachamim hanasan b'yiron shaveh, ela beperos. Deshayach la'achla, u'bahaki marbinan lachem dumyid de la'achla. Hu, avo b'mine kvasim, v'lo b'inan hanasan b'yiron shaveh, kivan de lo kaimi ela kvisa. It's meant for kvisa, so therefore it wouldn't have any limitation like that. Good, so that's the Rambam here. Mine kvasos, does it have kedusha shvias? The answer is yes. Next, besamim maushi yalem kedusha shvias. Right? Do besam. This whole parak is about perish shvias, kedusha shvias, what has. So what about spices? The items that are usually used for spices. Right? See the rash sirlio? Asavim sheish lan reach tov. Certain types of herbs that smell really nice. Vein mishtam shemem el lareach. You always use this for spices. Vein ochlin osam. You don't eat them. You don't eat them, you use them for spices. So do those spices have kedusha shvias? Nishmidem and adah. You learn it from this brisa. Haperach lavan v'ha'oren. We change the gersa. Ein aleim kedusha shvias. It doesn't have kedusha shvias. If it's only used for smell. It's only used for smell. Let's continue a little bit. Says the Gemara, really? Chavraya Amrin, the B'nai HaYeshiva said, maybe that's not true. To Rabbi Shimoni, maybe that Brisa that says it doesn't have Kedusha Shvius, that's only following Rabbi Shimon Shita. Which Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon that we're going to have later on, B'ez Hashem, Adaf Nun Zayin. To Rabbi Shimon Amar, Ein L'Ktav Shvius, B'nai She'eno Pri. Rabbi Shimon holds that certain types of items that are not edible at all, do not have Kedusha Shvius, because it's not called a fruit, but the Rabbanan argue on that. So maybe the Rabbanan would say that's Kedusha Shvius. And then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, B'shem Rabbi Avo, Tipater Devri Yakol, maybe our Brice is according to everybody, even according to the Rabbanan. Either Rabbanan say it has Kedusha Shvius, Bahada Nesorta, right? By the parts of the Brice is talking about the wood of the Perach Lavan and the Oren, the branches, which for sure don't even have a smell. And that's what the Chiddush of the Brisa is saying. Even if you have a certain type of growth, that parts of it are used for besamim, but the other parts of it that don't smell wouldn't have any kedusha. Period. Related to this is something we spoke about a week or so ago. Remember the issue of flowers. Whether flowers have kedusha shvius. Well, they have to worry about leaving it to rot after I buy flowers for Shabbos. So remember then, we saw that the Rav Vosner has the three types of flowers. Three types of flowers. Flowers that don't smell at all. No Kedusha Shvius. Right, no Kedusha Shvius. Flowers that are made asui lahariach, the ikker part of their essence is for smell, that would have Kedusha Shvius. What about in the middle? That's the machlokas. What about if it has a good smell, but it's not the main part? A lot of times I have them just for show. I have flowers for the aesthetic element, but not for the smell. So that's a discussion. That's a discussion. B'yisod, this is in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Beis, Simon Reish Beis, U'b'yisod imesh kudusha shvias b'isvei bosem, yishgimu gedarim bazeh, vradim b'chayotzi boshim asuyim gam l'macho v'gam l'arayach. If they're made for food and for smell, then for sure. Isvei bosem shein lantash b'shachar me'reach shalem, only smell, pirkei srak, hasuyim l'noi ba'alma b'li reach. That's what he talks about. So that's his discussion here as we mentioned, then the different categories. But if the smell is an ikker part, then it could be that it does have kedusha shvius, and that's related to this gemara that we just said. Weiter, mine adlakus mau islachu. Right, we just said it could be used for fuel. So does that have kedusha shvius? Kagon hahein pakua, like this pakua is a type of shemen pakuos. Remember, we say in Bamalikin. Vahein vered, and what about from the oils made from the rose? So tani batlas milin. Really, regarding a vered, there are three parts of the vered, the rose plant. Says the Gemara. Alin shalom, the petals of the rose, yeshlem kshvias, l'deman shvias, that has kedusha shvias shvur. L'deman shvias, why? Because the petals are also used for seasoning in food, and therefore that would have kedusha shvias. Yeshlem beer, l'deman beer, and also it has beer because it doesn't last in the field the whole time. Pika shalom, pika is another part of the rose. The Marafolda says, what's left, mashinishtayim, imakam chibur ha'alin, ada iker. The spot that holds the petals onto the stem. So that, yesh la shvias lo dmea shvias, ain lo beer v'lo dmea beer. That has kedusha shvias, because it's used for, you know, smell or for spicing, but it never gets destroyed. That always stays on the plant. And therefore there's no beer. Iker shalom, the root, that doesn't have any kedusha. Ein lo shvias v'lo damav shvias, ein lo beer v'lo damav beer. So this brisa is a raya. Is a raya in which direction? Unclear. The Marafolda said this is a raya that it does not have kedusha for the mine adlakus. Why? Because some of this, let's say the wood, some of these branches could be used for fuel, and you see it doesn't have any kedusha. The Rav Chaim Kadievsky assumes no. There's a raya from here that it does have kedusha, and that's how the Rama paskin that it has kedusha for the adlaka. Rabbi Yirmiyah ba kumi Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Avo, "Ma lichbosh mehen hain vered? Could you be kovesh? Kovesh is soak. Can you soak this shemen vered? What's the question? Because sometimes you soak it in oil. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky, havered kovshino so b'shemen kadesh yitein recho. If you soak it in oil, that gives off a beautiful aroma. And the question is." Is that called a normal? Because when you soak it, the thing gets destroyed. The thing that you're, the part of the rose that you're soaking gets destroyed. So are you allowed to soak it? Is that called a normal usage? You're not allowed to be mafsid peir shvius. The Marafolda says this relates to the Sugin Yeredeya. Kavush kimavushal. Kavush kimavushal. We know there is taste transfer not only by heat, but let's say if you soak something for 24 hours. So here, could you soak it? Because that's like cooking it. And we just learned before, things that are usually used raw cannot be cooked. And therefore, if this is called halachic cooking, so maybe that's why you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do it. So that's a big sugi, kavash mavushal. Maybe we'll start with that, but next time. Let's just finish. Ma'olich voshmeh vered machlokes. Amar lo, v'chiyesh lo malacha acheres. So, well, does it have any other use? Meaning, according to the first opinion, according to Rabbi Avo, yeah, it's mutter, right? This is what it's used for. Does it have another use? V'chiya, ochal adamu. V'chiya is what he mean. So this is used for human consumption. And therefore, maybe you can't cook it. Or you can't put it in the oils in order to bring out the smell. So machlokas. So the Gemara answers, there are different types of roses. Hori Rebbe Mana, Orustin Shari, Odarutsutin Shari, Kitterton Shari, Miristinon Shari, all of those are allowed. Dariminon Shari, Id ro miron aser, diyomiron aser. So some types are allowed because this is called normal usage. Some of them are not allowed because maybe it's not normally used in this way. Maybe next time we'll start with a little bit about kavish kimavushal, a sugi of Yaradeya that comes up here. The Marafolda brought it up as we continue. What has kedusha shvius? What doesn't have kedusha shvius? What has biur? What doesn't have biur? That's what this whole parak is about. Parak klal gadol. Keep in mind the next parak is also klal gadol. Klal gadol amru. That's also parak shmini. But we're in the first klal gadol now. Here in the seventh parak of Masechta Shvi'is.